Hello, my fellow commers. Welcome back. Today's episode is a special one, and I could not be more thrilled to share it with you. It's an encore presentation of a fan favorite, and one of my personal favorites, too. It's called Regret Is So 15 Minutes Ago. Now, as many of you know, I'm currently on tour and just finished playing two amazing shows in Canada. I'm currently in the City of Angels. I'm in LA for a couple of days, and then it's off to Red Bank, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. for March 16th and 18th, respectively. So if you're in those areas, do come and say hello. I would love to see you. Next week's episode is a very, very special episode. You're not going to want to miss it. It's never before heard new music. I am so excited. You have no idea. So please make sure to check out next week's episode. But for now, let's dive into regret. It's a universal feeling that we all face at some point in our lives. But the perspective that I bring to this can hopefully make a difference. So listen in as I explore how to move past regret and look towards the future. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, as always. Stay tuned for more exciting updates on things to come. And remember, regret is so 15 minutes ago. What is your biggest regret? The shoulda, coulda, wouldas of yesterday, last month, or maybe even last year. Keeps you up at night, keeps you down during the day. I was speaking with someone the other day who said, "I'm just a life full of regrets. Everything I have done has been one mistake after another." It broke my heart, to be honest. It's so easy for us to look at the mistakes we've made rather than the mountains we've climbed. That's just our nature, though. Win 30 games, lose one, and those 30 become irrelevant. Why are we so hard on ourselves? I'm going to be brutally honest for a second. That's why we're here, right? To learn, to grow, to find tools that restore, encourage, and better our mind and heart. Are you ready? Sometimes we just get it wrong. If you get it perfect every time, you're not pushing your limit. You're peddling your comfort. Today, we're going to put to rest our regrets, those monumental mistakes, and how, looking back, those mistakes didn't trip you up. But as you'll see, quite the contrary. Let's look, let's heal, let's grow. I'm Chad Lawson, and let's calm it down in 3, 2, 1. By the way, before we begin, if you happen to have a pencil and paper around, it'll be super helpful in a bit. Otherwise, it's something you can do afterward. Now, on to the show. Regret gets a bad rap, to be honest. We either fixate on it or we try to sweep it under the rug. But when it comes down to it, regret is nature's way of saying, "Hey, try it a different way." It sounds so basic, doesn't it? But sometimes the best things are the most basic ones. But think about it. What's something you have never forgiven yourself for? Constantly remembering, constantly kicking yourself over. For some, it may be a lot of little mistakes that you can't let go of. For others, maybe it's one or two decisions that ruined you forever. Take a moment in your mind. Picture a regret you've been toiling over. This isn't easy, I know. Now I'm going to propose a thought. What if what you thought was a mistake actually put you on the path you were destined for? What if what you believed to have been your ruin was your resurrection? How often have we wanted something in life so bad to look back and then thank our lucky stars we dodged a bullet? More easy to forget our wishes, but not so easy to forgive our failures. Listen closely. Regret is something that happened then, but you know better now. I'm going to say that again. Regret is something that happened then, but you know better now. After the experience, it's something that you catch now. It's something you've learned from. I'd like for you to repeat something with me. Are you ready? I didn't know. Now, I do. Let's do that again. I didn't know. Now, I do. This is a great thing to write down and keep with you. I didn't know. Now, I do. However you want to look at it, regrets, mistakes, shame, remorse, whatever you want to call it, it's life's way of throwing a towel around your neck after losing the game and saying, hey, you did the best you could that day. You didn't know the play, and now you know what to expect. I didn't know. Now, I do. Receive the lesson life is giving you. If you sulk, you'll sink. So, swim. You know, there was a pretty smart guy a long time ago that said, when one door closes, another one opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened for us. That was Alexander Graham Bell. You may have heard of him. He invented the telephone. So now what? You've come to understand that that was then and this is now. But how do we go? How do we move forward? How do we take this next step? Do you remember that piece of paper I asked for earlier? Well, it's a good time to grab it if you happen to have it around. I'd like for you to do something with me. It's an odd exercise, but one I think will make sense. Now, after this episode, or you can do it now, write down 3 regrets. Nothing fancy, no long story. It's entirely up to you how deep you want to go with this, or if you just want to start simple. Just write them down on a piece of paper. Now, once they are written down, take this paper and place it inside a large piece of luggage. Not a tote bag or a carry-on. Let's get real, but a check-in size piece of luggage, something big. Now, I would like for you to carry around this piece of luggage everywhere you go for the next 2 weeks. Yep, when you wake up in the morning and you reach for that coffee, take it with you. Need to run a Trader Joe's? Carry it with you. Wherever you go, this piece of luggage with your list of regrets, it goes with you. No exceptions. 2 weeks. How does that sound? Pretty ridiculous, right? It does sound ridiculous because it is ridiculous. Well, this is what we're doing when we carry these regrets with us every day, day in, day out. It's absurd. If you walk into Trader Joe's with a giant piece of empty luggage, one of their infectiously happy workers are going to come up to you and say, "What are you carrying that around for?" Good luck trying to explain. So I ask you, what are you carrying your regrets around for? It's doing you absolutely no favors. You ready for this? Open the luggage. Take out the sheet of regrets, and next to each one, write, I didn't know, now I do. And then beneath the last line, I'd like for you to write this, because this one is key. I forgive myself for something I did when I was someone I'm not. Regrets, mistakes, all of these things are lessons that we learn from. And either we can sulk and think about them and focus on what happened then, or we can look at it and say, you know, I didn't know, and now I do. Stop carrying around the dead weight of yesterday. It has absolutely nothing to do for you tomorrow. Look, heal, grow. You didn't know, and now you do. For more episodes, concert dates, or to send me some delicious chocolate chip cookies, visit GommitDownPodcast.com. This podcast was written and produced by yours truly, Chad Lawson, composer, pianist, and nationally recognized sweet tooth. Now, before we part ways, I want to remind you that the views, expressions, and techniques in this episode are of my personal opinion and not intended to serve as a substitute for medical advice or diagnoses rendered to you by your individual doctor or other healthcare provider. Please seek the advice of a licensed physician or therapist for any medical or emotional concerns. I'm not a licensed therapist or physician, but I am an empath by nature, and I hope this and future podcast episodes can aid your emotional needs. To find a list of licensed professionals in your area, visit commentdownpodcast.com. And if you enjoy this podcast and want to support the time, the person involved, and content you hear each week, please consider pitching in $2 or $3 a month. Your contribution will help keep this podcast ad-free. Visit commentdownpodcast.com, look for the white coffee cup with the heart in the center, or scan the QR code at the bottom of the page. Again, commentdownpodcast.com. Remember, be kind to your mind. And join me next week as we comment down.